It is 8:19 on the ticket, and you've got the Morning Musers on a rainy Wednesday. Tim Kalishaw, by the way, from the Dallas Morning News, is in for Junior this morning. And Tim, I'm told that coming up at 8:40, we're going to hear from someone who is deep behind enemy lines.
Oh, my favorite.
Can't Tim wait. Is the only one we've ever run into who really identifies with this person who is going to join us coming up at 8:40. So
request him all
that.
The time. It never comes through. So excited.
Okay, well, you're going to get a big payoff today.
Yes.
At least a payoff of some sort coming up here at 8:40. Okay, I know it's been a big week around here, and I don't want to make this all about me, but I'm about to make this all about me once again.
I would never do such a thing.
Yes, Tim, thank you to the Dallas Morning News and Sarah Heppala for putting me on the cover of the Dallas Morning News on Sunday. It was pretty interesting. You and I talked about it this morning. The story ran originally online last week, and I had reaction. But proof that people still get the physical paper. My phone blew up on Sunday morning when that story ran because they saw it for the first time. They saw the physical paper.
You get different reactions when something's in print as opposed to digital. And that happens with me, but I'm sure it happened with you. You were blasted on the cover of almost a beefcake type shot.
Yeah,
there
it was pretty
on the,
beefy.
On the,
there's no doubt.
On the front.
Top
the morning
of the fold,
news
the
Sunday.
Whole thing.
Did you direct that photo shoot? Did you tell them, hey, I want to be make sure I'm leaning up against the bar. I need to be leaning up against a good piece of oak.
You know how photo shoots go.
And I need to squint at the camera.
We're all uncomfortable
like
with them.
The lawyer who's going to take care of you after an accident. I'm going to fight for you.
See, and I knew when we did the photo shoot that it's just like, man, I'm going to get killed on these pictures. I'm just going to get hammered. And you know how they go. Anytime we shoot something here for the station, as we're having the picture taken, we're thinking, this is going to suck. This is going to make me look ridiculous.
Because you don't want to look stupid. You just want to get through the photo shoot as quickly as possible. But the photographer always, particularly for us, is radio. Yeah. Now, this one I don't know about, but... when we're in our radio shoots, it's always, hey, make a wacky face. Do something stupid.
Right.
Put this toilet seat over your head. Hey, wear a lampshade.
And that's the
and
one that
like,
makes it.
And you're like, no, I don't want to do that. And they say, okay, well, we'll take a bunch of regular ones. And then at the end, just do one fun shot. And the one fun shot is always the one they'll end up using. And then you look like an idiot. And the photographer never has to hear about it.
No.
But you hear about it.
Yeah. And it wouldn't matter. I've had some nice comments, too. Hey, you look very nice on the cover of the morning news. So... but around here, we're going to take a kicking that, look like a get tough smart lawyer or I'm ready to run for some sort of office or
a hammer.
I'm a hammer. I'm something. But anyway.
You're again, the lawyer that sends steaks.
I believe in biscuits. There's no doubt. You look at that picture. That's a guy who definitely believes in biscuits.
As you can see, soft focus in the background. Maybe an old Fender P-Bass hanging from the wall.
I had it.
Leather saddle.
It had it all there. But again, thanks to Sarah and the Dallas Morning News for their great work on the article. They did a fantastic job. And went to the town council meeting last night. I'm not going to go into it. But there was someone there that said, and I had to read an article that had no reaction from anyone on the other side of the story. Well, Sarah reached out and no one called her back. So that's a problem, as she said in the article.
Makes
if you
tough.
Are opposed to this, go ahead and tell the Dallas Morning News why you're opposed to it. But they decided to remain silent.
Right.
So there you go. She did a terrific job. I'm not gonna give you more details of sewer lines in the town of Bartonville.
I wanted to know right there.
Yeah. That's what I tuned into the show this morning for. I wanted to hear the updated version of the sewer.
I'm going to tell you that I am in a documentary that drops in theaters next week.
Awesome.
And we're going to give you a chance to see this premiere of what I think is a really, really good film. And I'm a very, very small part of it that I'll explain here in a second. But it's called Texas Music Revolution. And it's an event, TMR, and it's been around now for going on 30 years because this was shot in 2021, the 25th anniversary of the Texas Music Revolution. It's put on by The Range, a station here in Dallas. They are positioned in the Allen McKinney area, and this is where they do TMR every year now. It's in McKinney. And this is the year they had Ray Wiley Hubbard, Charlie Crockett, who has become huge the last 5 years, Joshua Ray Walker, who is a Dallas musician who's, he's been on The Tonight Show. He's blowing up.
Right.
Zane Williams, Ottoman Turks, Silverada, Randy Rogers Band played it in 2021. And it's the behind the scenes of how you put on a musical festival. And it's really cool. It's put on by my friend Joshua Jones, who runs the range, and he's nice enough to invite the Bird Dogs. We've played this about the last 10 years or so running. We didn't play it last year because I was in Ireland, but we're playing it again this year. And the film, it's beautiful. It's beautifully shot. There's great music in it. It's the story of Texas music and what it means to us here, why it's important to us, why festivals like this are important. Here's the trailer. You're going to hear from Josh Jones at the beginning, but you'll also hear from Kiefer Sutherland, who is part of this. He has a band. He's heavy in the music industry now.
Yeah, and it seems like I remember listening to some of his stuff, and he has a pretty good voice.
He does.
Pretty good his gravelly voice. Yeah. And
he writes songs,
voice.
Too. He's a good writer, writes good songs. You'll hear from Charlie Crockett and Joshua Ray Walker, who are in this film, and they're in this trailer.
We're a family-owned company. We've helped break a lot of careers. We're standing on the shoulders of greats who've come before us, and I want to celebrate that. Let's have a concert. The first ever Texas Music Revolution was 1997.
Don't forget the Texas Music Revolution 25th anniversary, downtown McKinney.
Talking 90 bands, 20 stages.
It's a great opportunity to get in front of some new ears.
I want the Derailers here, and the lead singer,
Tony Villanueva.
It's like he's completely off the grid.
Howdy, partner!
Lightning, there's nothing to fool with.
Everybody, I don't know if you noticed or not, we got a little bit of rain.
It's building up, getting ready to move this way.
So there's no real plan B.
Your health and your safety is a priority to us.
We're going to make a decision if we're going to move it inside.
God bless Texas!
Well, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
The show's got to go on. The show's got to go on.
You guys have fun?
You get an audience like that, you'll go to the ends of the earth for them.
We built this city on rock and roll, baby.
Texas, we love you so much!
That's Charlie Crockett saying goodbye at the end because his show got moved inside. The worst possible thing that could happen to an outdoor musical festival, as they say, 90 acts on all these different stages around McKinney, is rain moves in. Oh, that year we played on Friday night. We had fine weather. Saturday is when the rain hit. And here they have Ray Wiley Hubbard and their big headliner, Charlie Crockett, and they had to move them inside. There's that whole story. There's trying to get the Derailers back together for the first time, and gosh, I think it's more than 30 years. I mean, there's a lot of side stories to it. It's beautifully shot. Some of the shots of the storm moving into the behind the scenes at the festival itself are really, really good. And yes, I'm in it because we did play in 2021, TMR 25. We were not prominently featured, as we should not be, because we are not the legitimate bands like Ray Wiley Hubbard and Joshua Ray Walker and all these other fine acts that are in this. But we did play it, and they needed a closing song for the movie. So right as the movie comes to an end, as the credits start to play, this plays. This could be it by my band, the Bird Dogs. And it's pretty cool. It's, I don't know, you stick around for the closing credits?
Sure.
One of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, to see if there's an Easter egg at the end.
This could be they do.
Do you appear at the very end of after the Technicolor copyright?
I don't know. I haven't seen the final cut yet. They do have some.
You still here?
No. They do have some bonus scenes at the end that are played that are really cool. But this song plays at the end, and this is going to be in theaters around the state. Alamo Draft House. You can see it next Tuesday. I will be there. Josh Jones is going to be there, 7:30 at the Alamo Draft House in Denton. And we're giving away tickets right now at 888-787-1310. The first five who get in, we're giving away five pair. Kalashaw, you want to go next Tuesday?
There you go. Let's go.
You're a music fan.
Yeah.
It really is good. I highly recommend it if you're a Texas music fan, if you're just a music fan. If you want to see something that is shot locally by a local company that did an awesome job with it, it's showing at a number of draft houses around the Metroplex, but we're giving away tickets to the Denton showing next Tuesday night at 7:30. It's really cool to be a part of it because some of these artists like Randy, who's shown in this, and Charlie, I just think the world of them, and the Little Bird Dogs are a very, very small part of TMR from year to year. And we're a very small part of this film at the very end where the credits play.
Nice.
So, yeah, my wife is one of those who she will stay and read everyone's name, because she's, which I think is cool because she's interested in who are the producers, who were
the key
bands.
Grips.
Yeah, the key grips or whatever. And sometimes you know someone who's up there.
And even if a film is just a normal film, not any kind of music, they save the songs. Those are usually toward the end.
Yes.
You want to see who was singing that, who was doing that song.
Yeah. So that'll come up. Yeah. The Bird Dogs, and this could be it. So, I'm part of a film. This is the second time I was in This World Won't Break. I know you saw that a few years ago.
Was that the one where you played the gay disc jockey or something like that?
I wasn't gay. I could have been.
Gay.
That would have been fine.
Was that some subtext that you used but didn't tell the audience?
No, I was the country talking DJ on the country station. Hey, what's going on? I was Bubba.
Yeah, that offended me. I thought that was very reductive, and
it was a brilliant role. No, you won't see me.
What am I thinking of? Was Tim DeLauder was in it? Maybe he was the guy.
It was This World Won't Break.
Yeah,
as I just said, it was that.
You
movie.
Said Tim DeLauder was in it, and
I didn't say Tim DeLauder was in it.
Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about. Tim
Same
DeLauder
film.
Was in that.
Yeah,
and he had makeup on, didn't he?
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, he played the part of a. I guess.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I guess he identified in that movie as a woman.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you pausing when you say that?
Well, I just wanted to say it properly so you wouldn't protest me.
I'm not protesting you.
All right, go see it. It's Texas Music Revolution, dropped in theaters next week, and then you can stream it, Tim, starting June 5th.
Nice.
So I'll be signing autographs after the show if you like one, Tim, either of the Dallas Morning News front page or maybe just a sheet of paper that says, hey, Tim, keep at it. Keep writing. Don't change, Tim.
Stay strong.